We will now move from the radio to stage, screen and television. Dame Angela Lansbury was a star on all three. She died recently, and here is Angie Kennedy to tell us more about her.
Tale as old as time, true as it can be, barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change.
News broke late on October the 11th this year that Dame Angela Lansbury had passed away. She was just 5 days shy of her 97th birthday. She was born in 1925 in London. Her father, Edgar Lansbury, was a lumber merchant who became the mayor of Poplar. Her mother, Moyna McGill, was an Irish-born actress. Her grandfather, the Honourable George Lansbury, was leader of the Labour Party, a pacifist who supported the suffragettes. Lansbury was always proud of her grandfather and had said in interviews that had she not been an actress, she would have been a politician too. Following the death of her father and grandfather, Lansbury's mother, struggling financially, took a job supervising the last group of children being evacuated by boat to North America. With her went Lansbury and her two brothers. By the time the family left for America, Angela Lansbury had already settled on the idea of becoming an actress. Living in Manhattan, Lansbury enrolled with a scholarship to the Fegan School of Drama and Radio, graduating in 1942. The following year, she had her screen debut in Gaslight. As a character actress, Lansbury would go on to appear in several films, often playing roles of women much older than herself. In The Manchurian Candidate in 1962, she played mother to the actor Lawrence Harvey, although she was only 3 years older than him. Angela Lansbury is perhaps best known as the television amateur sleuth and mystery writer Jessica Fletcher in the long-running TV series Murder, She Wrote, which ran from 1984 to 1996. The series was a huge success and continues to be screened today. I would gladly watch marathons of the show. As an executive producer, Lansbury had some control, often having her fellow actors from Hollywood's golden age to guest appear, including Mickey Rooney, Shirley Jones, and Milton Berle. I know Lansbury also from Disney films such as Bedknobs and Broomsticks in 1971. She was the apprentice witch in that, who hoped that through witchcraft she could assist in ending the Second World War. With the help of the evacuated children who lived with her and the street magician Mr. Brown, they too managed to scare off a batch of Nazis who'd invaded their town. Can you remember that superb scene when they bring life to the armories of war from times past to attack the Nazis and send them running? She's also the voice of Mrs. Potts in Disney's Beauty and the Beast from 1991. When first asked to play the role, she was sent a tape of the title song, Beauty and the Beast, A Tale as Old as Time, in a more upbeat pop rhythm, which Lansbury noted would not suit her style of singing. And so she asked if she could send it back how she thought it should be performed. Her version stuck. Lastly, I remember her as the balloon seller in Mary Poppins Returns of 2018. I'm not ashamed to admit that when she began the finale number for the film, it brought happy tears to my eyes. We will have one final chance to see Angela Lansbury on screen when she cameos in the sequel to the 2019 murder mystery, Knives Out. That's going to be Glass Onion and will be released on Netflix on December the 23rd. Dame Angela Lansbury, a real class act. 1925 to 2022.
But where are the clowns? Quick, send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career. And where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Well, maybe next year.
Thank you, Angie. I remember her best from Murder, She Wrote, but I also saw her very recently starring in an old version of The Lady Vanishes. Yes, she really was a class act.